1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A temperature record in Chicago that dates back to the 1950s fell on Monday, the start of a week of high temperatures for millions, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
More than 260 million Americans will experience temperatures above 90 this week. Parts of the Northeast will see temperatures in the mid and upper 90s. Extreme heat is the most dangerous form of extreme weather, causing an estimated 1,200 deaths in the U.S. each year.
The NBA's Boston Celtics won their record 18th championship as they beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 to win the NBA Finals 4-1. Jaylen Brown was named the series' most valuable player. Boeing's CEO is set to testify on Capitol Hill Tuesday. David Calhoun will face questions about manufacturing difficulties from a Senate committee. And security concerns in the Mexican state of Michoacan have led the USDA to suspend inspections of avocados and mangoes. This is ABC News. Two shark attacks hours apart on the Florida Panhandle made national headlines earlier this month, and now officials in the region are trying to ease the minds of tourists.
The three people bitten off the Florida coast on June 7th were not in deep water, but
this time of year is when we see the sharks closest to the shore.
Marine scientist Dr. Sean Powers says the sharks are there because the fish they eat are there. As for the number of attacks,
it's increased a little bit over the last few years, but globally it's around 65.
Compared to the 180 million Americans who visit U.S. beaches every year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell testified in federal court in California Monday as part of an antitrust class action suit over the NFL's Sunday Ticket TV offering. The 2.4 million residential subscribers say the league sold the package at an inflated price. Goodell testified the league was clear it's a premium product. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In news, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Ann Jacobs, newly elected chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, has voiced her support for criticized elections administrator Megan Wolf. As Wisconsin's top election official, Wolf had been the target of criticism since the 2020 presidential election. Supporters of Donald Trump accused Wolf of election fraud, and Wisconsin Republicans failed to impeach her earlier this year. Jacobs spoke to WISN-TV's Upfront.
Megan Wolf has done an outstanding job, and the idea that we would not have her be our administrator because people believe in conspiracy theories is not how you run good government.
Both Jacobs and Wolf will oversee the presidential election in Wisconsin in November. A heat wave has rolled into Wisconsin. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 90s in some parts of the state Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with heat indexes in the high 90s. Thunderstorms are also expected this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a dramatic 5-4 win over the Reds. It ended in the top of the ninth. Cincinnati trying to score the tying run, but Blake Perkins making a spectacular throw to the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Here's a 2-1. Espinal in the air. That is going to fall for a base hit. They're going to send the runner. Throw to the plate. The catch. The tag. He's out to end the game.
Blake Perkins on his throw home from center field.
Off the bat, it was kind of tough. I was trying to decide whether or not I was going to go for the catch, like a dive, or play it on the hop.
Catcher William Contreras shaken on the play after tagging out and colliding with the Reds' Stuart Fairchild. How is he? Manager Pat Murphy.
Not sure. We gotta get him checked out. I mean, when you get a head snap like that, you can be pretty sore.
The Crew open a three-game series tonight in Anaheim against the Angels. NBA, Game 5 of the finals tonight. Boston leads Dallas 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. One or two showers or storms in the overnight. Lower 70s by sunrise. We'll have a south breeze. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Upper 80s and lower 90s. Breezy and a high heat index. Right now, it's 73.
Earl Ingram.
Tuesday, join me and my good friend Sandy Williams for our regular conversation. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Democrats are finally coming for Jared Kushner and his shady firm. This Nepo baby. It's such a weird story. You know, when Jared Kushner's father got out of prison for financial fraud, something that his family is quite, you know, famous for. Actually, part of it was that he hired a hooker to seduce his brother-in-law and filmed it and then sent the film to his sister, I guess. It was just bizarre. But anyhow, when he got out of prison, he advised Jared Kushner, or somebody advised Jared Kushner, gave them wise advice and said, you know, buy a fancy building in New York City that will give you credibility. Number one. Hang on just a second. I got to turn this off. Buy a fancy building in New York City. Number two, buy a newspaper. And number three, marry a rich woman who is well-connected in social circles. And he did. He bought 666 Fifth Avenue. He bought the New York Observer newspaper. And he married Ivanka Trump. And, you know, bingo. It was a formula that worked for him. And, you know, then he got inside the Trump White House, and Trump essentially put him in charge of foreign policy instead of the State Department. It infuriated Rex Tillerson. He goes over to Saudi Arabia, and he's sitting up into the middle of the night with Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who had had Jamal Khashoggi murdered. And he says, don't worry, we'll, you know, and in fact, they even Trump's White House released a shocking statement expressing support for Saudi Arabia and sowing doubt that MBS even ordered Khashoggi's murder, despite a CIA analysis finding that was definitely the case. So here you've got Jared Kushner basically making friends with one of the richest men on earth. The Saudi Wealth Fund, I believe, has several hundred billion dollars in it. I don't know the exact status of it right now, but I know, you know, at various points in the past, it has had hundreds of billions of dollars. And they gave $2 billion out of that to Jared Kushner, and $1 billion of it out of that to Steven Mnuchin, of all people, you know, who was then the Secretary of Treasury. What kind of favors did we do them? I don't know. Nobody knows. But we deserve to know. I mean, what was worth $2 billion? What was it? What did Jared Kushner do? He had never run an investment fund. The Saudi Wealth Fund management advised MBS that they should not give Jared Kushner a penny because he didn't know what he was doing. He'd never done it before. It was a brand new fund. It had nothing. And yet MBS overrode his own advisors and gave Jared $2 billion and gave Steve Mnuchin $1 billion. $1 billion is $1 million 1,000 times. It's a hell of a lot of money. So why? So now in the Senate, Ron Wyden, my senator here from Vermont, or excuse me, from Oregon, one of my two senators from here in Oregon, is the chair of the Senate Finance Committee. And he wants to know what's going on here. He says he's going to look into this. In fact, he wrote, quote, Mr. Kushner's limited track record as an investor, including his non-existent experience in private equity or hedge funds, raises questions regarding the investment strategy behind the seeding investments and lucrative compensation that Affinity received from the Saudi PIF, the sovereign fund, and other sovereign wealth funds. And then also, this is from a piece by Talia Jane in the New Republic, Virginia Cantor, former Treasury Department Chief's Ethics Council, told Salon that Kushner's shady business dealings with Saudi Arabia, so soon after he and his father-in-law left the White House, raised serious national security concerns. Virginia Cantor said, this again, the Ethics Council to the Justice Department, the Treasury Department, said it's one of the most egregious situations I've ever seen in decades of working in the federal government as an ethics official. It appears to be a payoff as much as a potential investment. 99% of all the money Kushner has right now has come from foreign sources. And, even James Comer, the Republican, who hates the Bush, or hates the, excuse me, the Biden family. Even Republican James Comer says that the Kushner's Saudi blood money, quote, crossed the line of ethics. Now, whether he's still singing that song or not, I'm pretty sure he's probably not. But, good on Congress for finally doing something about this. I mean, there should be some sunlight about these kinds of deals that Kushner has struck overseas with no transparency. CNN, Casey Michael notes on CNN.com that in the first 200 years of the American Republic, there were no presidents who took any money from foreign governments or family members who did so. The first family member to do so was Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, who took money from Libya to lobby for them. And that was a big scandal when it happened, if you're old enough to remember. And then Bill Clinton, when he and his wife Hillary left office, they started the Clinton Foundation, and it was funded to the tune of millions and millions of dollars by Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Oman, and Qatar. Apparently, they thought that Hillary would become president one day, and they wanted to be, at the front of the line, having good relations with them. And in fact, when she became Secretary of State, that's when the money really spiked. But then after she lost the White House in 2016, suddenly they just stopped investing in the Clinton Foundation, and it's kind of gone downhill since then. But the Bush administration, George W. Bush, he had no foreign entanglements, nor did his family that we know of. Barack Obama, no foreign entanglements. But Trump brought this back big time, hosting Nigerian and Malaysian politicians at his hotel, signing deals in places like Azerbaijan and Indonesia. These are business deals. Selling condos to leading figures in places like Haiti and Congo Brazzaville. The Malaysian government splurging at Trump's hotel during his presidency. This only came out because of a congressional investigation, by the way. So there is now a piece of legislation that Katie Porter, the Democrat, and James Comer, the Republican, have proposed, which would make it a crime for a president or anybody in a president's family to do what Jared Kushner did, to personally profit off relationships built in the White House. And, for Katie Porter, she's pointing to Jared Kushner. James Comer is pointing to Hunter Biden, because Hunter Biden did essentially the same thing. He got a multi-million dollar a year job on the board of a natural gas company in Ukraine that he never would have had if his father wasn't vice president at the time. So, this is just corruption, and it's sad. We shouldn't have this kind of corruption. So I encourage you to support Katie Porter in this at the very least. Our geeky science for the day, scientists discover plants have their own form of intelligence. Louise and I were taking a walk last week, well, before we got sick with COVID, and we noticed that there's this big field of wildflowers that we walk by, and the flower heads were, you know, the plants had all bent themselves toward the sun. And it's like, oh yeah, they know where the sun is. They don't have eyes, but they know where the sun is. And this journal, Plant Signaling and Behavior, just published a new piece, research that they had done on goldenrod. And it turns out goldenrod are smart enough to detect what kinds of plants are near them and when there are herbivores, animals that eat plants, nearby. And they change themselves in response to this. The goldenrods, to protect themselves from being eaten, goldenrods release a chemical that tricks the insect into thinking the plant is damaged and wouldn't make a good meal. The chemical compounds are also picked up by nearby goldenrod plants, allowing them to mount their defenses against the herbivore. This quick thinking reduces the risk of being completely eaten alive. And then this scientist who's in charge of this thing, Dr. Kessler, he says, this would fit our definition of intelligence. Depending on the information it receives from the environment, the plant changes its standard behavior. And then this was really interesting to me. Previous research on goldenrods has shown that these plants perceive far red light ratios from other nearby plants. Now, how they're able to see, apparently, like every cell in the plant, plants don't have a central nervous system like animals do. They do have, however, a vascular system. They have a system that transports liquids throughout the plant constantly. And, water, sap, nutrients, all, you know, chemicals that will protect the plant, all that kind of thing, you know, bringing water up from the roots and all that stuff. And so they go on to say they can, this is what Kessler says. This is a summary of it. Neighboring plants that detect goldenrods eaten by herbivores adapt to the situation by growing faster and making more defensive compounds to fight off insect pests. When there are no neighbors nearby to warn them of a potential threat, the plants don't engage in accelerated growth, and the chemical response they send out is different. Additionally, goldenrods detect chemicals released by the pest, by the insects themselves, and use those chemicals from the insects as cues for which kind of chemical response to mobilize against the insect. Kessler says, quote, they can smell out their environment very precisely. Every single cell in the plant can do it, as far as we know. What that means is the brain in the plant is the entire plant without the need of central coordination. You know, I'm just continuously amazed by life. You know, and the more we learn about it, about how valuable and precious and extraordinary and I guess you could say miraculous, although that's not a word that is typically used in the scientific lexicon, life is, the more grateful I am for the life I have and for having avoided COVID up until now. Early fatalities, thank God. But it's just, it's such a gift to be alive and to be surrounded by all this life. I'm looking out the windows of my office here at a bunch of trees, and it's just being surrounded by life is so important. We can never lose sight of that, and having gratitude for it, I think, is so psychologically healthy. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this break. What's on your mind
this
today? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with your calls.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with a Work Money Minute about buying versus leasing a car. Okay, I gotta say up front, I love cars. I took auto shop in high school, I worked on my own cars, I love driving stick, but I don't really get my sense of identity from the car I drive. Buying versus leasing comes down to whether having that shiny new car every few years really matters to you and if you can afford it. Leasing can make sense for middle or upper middle income people who really like having that shiny new car and can afford the mileage limits and the higher long-term costs, because it does cost more. But for the rest of us, purchasing a pre-owned vehicle that's in good shape is the most financially savvy decision that we could make about a car. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. If there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out the food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem to be so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to, and it's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. You can save up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Hendersonville, Nevada. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Just Henderson. Hang on one second. I had it on speakerphone. I'll get you off there. It's just Henderson just outside
of
Las
Vegas.
That's quite
all right.
Hey, so okay. Sinclair Broadcasting owns the NBC affiliate here. And so there's just like a, you know, one of those throwaway news stories. I'm going, wait a second. So they did this without using the name Trump, but to try and make Biden look bad. So they brought, they had it, it's a short piece, you know, about gas prices being down. But the guy on the TV goes, well, compared to 4 years ago, and no mention of COVID or no mention of lockdown, I'm going, they're trying to make Biden look bad by not bringing up COVID and what was going on 4 years ago. I mean, demand for gas had dropped through the floor and prices were down because nobody was, you know.
Nobody was flying.
Nobody was doing anything, really. I mean, not very much. But
for a while there.
That's a pretty tricky way to make people get people to blame Biden, you know, without mentioning Biden or Trump.
Yeah.
I thought you'd find that interesting.
Slick trick. I did.
I sent a notice. I sent a notice to their comment line that they got to – I go, this is wrong. You guys are just doing – that's a disservice.
Yeah. Well, you know, what you can do is every station in America is required to keep what's called the public file. And there's a filing cabinet drawer someplace at that radio or television station that any member of the public can walk in and demand to see. And those things that are in that file are submitted to the FCC. And all you have to do is write a letter to the station and CC the FCC with your specific complaint, and it becomes part of their public file. And when stations get enough complaints in their public files, the FCC looks over whether or not they should renew their license, because all the licenses, I believe radio stations are renewed every 2 years. I don't know how often they renew TV stations, but I'm guessing it's probably the same. So something to think about.
Future news is with California putting price controls in on gas, the Nevada governor's already said, that's going to be bad for Nevada. I got no, it won't. It'll help.
You go. There you go. Right. Paul, thank you. Thanks for the tip. Good talking to you. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. Stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Here's what Evan from Orlando, a real Dr. Marty's customer, says about his dog Larry and Nature's Blend. I would not have believed the change in Larry's behavior just by changing his food, but seeing is believing. Larry is 11, but he acts like he's only 4 or 5.
You know, I also love feeding Nature's Blend Blue and Chewy because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. And unlike the other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for them to thaw and then store them in the fridge, which then expires pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable and isn't messy. And you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed and is naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A temperature record in Chicago that dates back to the 1950s fell on Monday, at the start of a week of high temperatures for millions, says ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
More than 260 million Americans will experience temperatures above 90 this week. Parts of the Northeast will see temperatures in the mid and upper 90s. Extreme heat is the most dangerous form of extreme weather, causing an estimated 1,200 deaths in the U.S. each year.
The NBA's Boston Celtics won their record 18th championship as they beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 to win the NBA Finals 4-1. Jaylen Brown was named the series' most valuable player. Boeing's CEO is set to testify on Capitol Hill Tuesday. David Calhoun will face questions about manufacturing difficulties from a Senate committee. And security concerns in the Mexican state of Michoacan have led the USDA to suspend inspections of avocados and mangoes. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is expecting to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. The U.S. Energy Department is giving the University of Wisconsin Extension $1 million to educate communities about large-scale renewable energy projects. Those projects usually go up in smaller communities where they often face strong local opposition. Wisconsin already has 33 large-scale solar developments in place or in progress in 21 counties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Jordan Peele tweeted that his next movie will not be released until October of 2026. The original release date was scheduled for December of 2024. The delay was caused in part by the writers and actors strike last year. There is not much else to report as Peele and the studio are keeping everything on the QT. The project is currently titled Untitled Fourth Film directed by Jordan Peele, no lie, and will be distributed by Universal. It seems Ben Affleck is only interested in marrying and divorcing women named Jennifer. TMZ reports Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are headed for divorce as Ben spent Father's Day with Jennifer Garner, his ex-wife. To help make sense of his breakup and help Americans deal with the trauma, TMZ is putting out a new documentary on Hulu called J-Lo and Ben, Missed Warning Signs. Oh, please make it a miniseries. TMZ is employing the help of Oprah Has-Been's Dr. Phil and Dr. Drew to inform us why the relationship didn't work, but most of all, why we should care. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. One or two showers or storms in the overnight. Lower 70s by sunrise. We'll have a south breeze. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies, upper 80s and lower 90s, breezy and a high heat index. Right now, it's 73.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel commentator James Causey for our newest segment. What's on your mind, James? Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
For heart health, find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to getsuperbeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S, GetSuperBeats.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. All you have to do is go to GetSuperBeats.com and use that code TOM. Welcome back. welcome back to the program. I just got a text message. For Free Speech TV, donors occasionally come to Portland and visit our studio, and there was a couple that came on the day that I became symptomatic, when I thought I had a cold, and I took them out to lunch, and he just texted me, Carl just texted me that he and his wife are feeling fine and never got sick, so, you know, thank goodness. I would have felt terrible. I gave it to Sean and I gave it to Louise, which is bad enough. So anyhow, it is 36 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up your phone calls here. Oops, got to get to the right screen. Catherine in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Catherine, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Tom. Wishing you a speedy recovery.
Thank you.
I think that Eileen Cannon's last ruling finally gives Jack Smith the opportunity to take it to the 11th Circuit, or is it the 11th Circuit, to appeal. What she stated in her ruling was that you cannot introduce. She stated that you cannot introduce evidence of defendant's prior bad acts that are not charged in the instant criminal case. That is incorrect under 404B. What 404B says is you cannot use a criminal's propensity or predisposition to commit crimes. But there are also exceptions to the 404B evidence rule, and it says that prior bad acts are not admissible to prove the character of a person in order to show in conformity therewith, but it is permissible for several other purposes, which are motive, opportunity, intent, preparation, plan, knowledge. And the reason that he put that in was because when he showed those classified documents to that woman, I think Susie Wiles was her name, and he said, mm-hmm. I'm not supposed to show you this because it's classified. Okay, that shows all the times he said, oh, no, I declassified everything. So that proves right there
right.
His intent and his motive.
He knew he was lying.
And, And the Judge Cannon got 404B completely wrong. The first part is correct. You can't use a prior bad act to say just because, you know, they did that doesn't mean that.
So have you seen any evidence that Jack Smith is going to take this to the 11th Circuit?
It's been quiet. Jack Smith hasn't, you know, they always say they'll show their what they do in their filing.
They'll speak through their actions.
But I haven't found any filing that he's made. But it is I just hope that this is what's going to do it, to take her to get her taken off the case. So yeah, it's interesting.
She's clearly
the federal.
Go ahead.
She's in the tank. I mean, if you just look up the Federal Rules of Evidence 404B, you will see that she just completely screwed herself. And it was, what, a 16-page ruling with her trying to smack down Jack Smith. But and she's also a member of the Federalist Society.
Yep.
So, okay. Have a good day.
Well, thank you for that, Catherine.
Well,
thank you.
Okay.
You too. Thank you very much. Larry in Hyattsville, Maryland. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Good afternoon, Tom. I was calling primarily, looking at your show, I was calling primarily with regards to the statements you made earlier about black voters and Trump. And I do not see any Nansen or even a smidgen of opportunity that he will get more than he received the last time. I know African Americans are not necessarily happy with some of the things that he's done, especially with Gaza, but I think that the ones that are even intimating that they're interested in voting for him are practically completely not aware of his views and some of the statements that he's made in the past. Concerning, you made another statement about earlier about the Kushners and the laws that are now being drafted by a congressman, the two congressmen, I believe, was Connor and was someone else. But the thing that's interesting about this is
James Comer.
Okay. As a federal employee, there's a clause called the Emolument Clause that he cannot participate in any outside activities. So there's already something on the books about him not being able to do things that are contradictory or maybe somewhat.
Right, that's why he had to wait until after he left office, until after Trump left office.
Was that now Trump did some things in office, though. You're talking about Kushner, right?
I mean, Trump was clearly in violation of the Emoluments Clause throughout his presidency. Yeah. And when he brought out, you know, in the very early days of his presidency, when he brought out all that huge pile of documents and said, I'm giving this all to my sons. And now we learned, you know, in his trial in New York that literally every couple of days he was getting a FedEx envelope full of checks to sign. He knew everything that was going on in his business. He was continuing to micromanage it. And you had all these foreign governments coming to Washington, D.C. so that they could rent, you know, a whole floor of rooms and never use them just as a way of giving money to Donald Trump. I mean, this guy was on the take big time.
Yes, but that also explains that there's not a need for them to even draft this new law up, and that there's an existing law that's already there that can be used or applied against.
You just need the Justice Department to prosecute.
But these are all talking points on the public relations arms of the Republican Party, Fox News. And if you've been watching them in any shape, way, shape, or form, everything that he spews comes directly from that network. And it may account for why America is so divided. Can you imagine if it was a Fox News available back during the Civil Rights era, what would have happened? I mean, it would have been
bedlam. A screaming disaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Those things are interesting to me, but I was really surprised and struck by them drafting legislation that I think is already, there's enough on the books that already to put both of them well under jail for their crimes while they were in government.
Yeah, I'd love to see it happen. Unfortunately, Merrick Garland doesn't seem inclined to do that, but yeah. Larry, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. From Larry to Larry, Larry in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I just
so excited about your program. I've listened to you for years. I think it's the first time I called in. I just got a couple things I want to say. I know we're running out of time here. The Democrats are beginning to start talking a little stronger language that they should toward Republicans. And that is what I mean by that is we need to tell people not only the fight between Biden and Trump, they need to say we're voting either for democracy, and I know they're saying some of this, democracy of Biden or dictatorship and Trump. And then eventually just let the names go, just dictatorship, democracy, you know, let it playing in everybody's head.
Yeah.
Next thing I want to say, too, Tom.
That's increasingly Joe Biden's message, you know. And Kamala Harris is saying it right out loud, too.
Yes, sir. And the other thing I was thinking, too, Tom, is on the Supreme Court. Biden just mentioned it the other day a little bit. That's going to be very important that we at least add two or more to the Supreme Court. I know it's not easy, but if we get a complete majority in the Senate and the House, we can at least hope for that. But thank you, Tom, so much. Please keep doing what you're doing. So.
Thank you, Larry. I'll do my best, COVID or no COVID. Thank you for the call and for your kind words. Thank you. Brandon, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were going to respond. Brandon in San Jose, there's a slight delay here, so occasionally I cut people off when I shouldn't. My apologies in advance. Brandon in San Jose. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Hi, Tom, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Brandon. What's on your mind today?
Okay. So first of all, I hope you're feeling better. I mean, it sounds like you're getting better, but it's improved. But anyway,
I am. I am. Every day is a little better than the previous one.
Good. Okay. So this whole issue of Trump, or no, the Supreme Court deciding on the issue of presidential immunity. Ultimately, I think that they will do the right thing because it's in their interest. I mean, obviously, this argument's been put forward plenty of times so that if they give Trump, if they give a president absolute immunity, it's going to give the green light to Biden or someone to go after them and their families. I think they have some element of self-preservation. I don't think. I mean, obviously, they should be deciding on it on constitutional grounds, but there has to be that element. Certainly.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And you know, if they were to say, "Oh yeah, presidents have absolute immunity," then Biden could have Trump, assassinated by SEAL Team 6. I mean, not that I would want that, or anybody should. But I mean, that's the absurdo del reductio, or whatever the Latin is for the absurd logical consequence of this that was pointed out by, I'm forgetting her name, but one of the justices on the appeals court. You know, when that thing first was, I think it was even the Fifth Circuit. But good point.
It's totally circular logic, too. So the president who has to preserve and protect the Constitution has the right to violate the Constitution. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No, these guys are not. I mean, they're probably going to come up with a ruling that has some, you know, minutia. You know, yes, the president under certain circumstances should not be harassed, or you know, blah de blah. And my guess is that you know the real reason why at least four Republicans on the court, which is what it takes to grant cert to take a case, the real reason why four Republicans on the court chose to do this was because, you know, they want to delay Trump's trial until after the election so that he can cancel it if he gets elected. Pure and simple. And I'm guessing that when that decision comes out, they're going to kick it back down to the lower court and say, you guys have to relitigate this. So that Jack Smith has to refile everything and, you know, it's going to push it back even farther. Brandon, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Good points all. It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We'll
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
Mino and the Mayor.
Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
We can't say Mino. Is it lingerie?
Oh my God! How is that possible?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there. Sunny and 75. Almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Sitting here with my dog. Chewy. Oh, my goodness. All right, what's on your mind here, Steve, in Northeast Illinois? Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I was just thinking that about this judge in Florida, I mean Cannon, and I was wondering, could it be that she is trying to get the 11th Circuit to recuse her? I'm thinking that getting assigned this case is the worst thing that she's thinking. It's the worst thing that could have happened to her, especially with all that special master stuff, and that if the 11th Circuit takes her off, she becomes a hero to the MAGA people, and it's the best case scenario for her, because if she has to rule something against Trump, if the case goes on, that's going to, you know, put her in the same boat as these other judges, you know, being death threats and the whole deal. So I'm wondering, yeah. And if she gets recused, if they recuse her, then she becomes a martyr and a hero to the MAGA people. And, you know, they could say, oh, it's the deep state. Oh, it's the Biden's this and that.
I get your argument, Steve, but I respectfully disagree. She has had half a dozen opportunities in the last 6 months or so to make a ruling that which could be appealed to the 11th Circuit. And instead of making rulings, what she's been doing is making I don't know the legal term for it, but basically administrative decisions that by and large are not challengeable by appeal. She has been closing the door to Jack Smith having the ability to appeal what she's up to. And that tells me that she wants to hang on to this case. You know, there's serious discussion about her being the next nominee for the Supreme Court if Donald Trump becomes president. This is circulating right now on right-wing talk radio and on Fox News that Eileen Cannon is going to be the next Supreme Court nominee because she's so loyal to Donald Trump, she does whatever he wants.
I mean, that would be like putting me on the Supreme Court. I mean, you know, I don't.
Slightly worse, actually, probably, Steve.
Never mind. But I just wanted to get your opinion on that. I get your opinion.
I think she's trying to hang on to it, frankly. And I think she's seeing big rewards down the road. Apparently, her husband's business is somehow benefiting from this as well. I don't have all the details on that. I read a story about it on the air maybe 2 months ago, but I just don't remember all the details. But
Big rewards down the road. I mean, I would ask, you know, I'd go back to Rick Wilson's book that everything Trump touches dies, because that's what happens.
Right. Right. There you go. Steve, thank you very much for the call. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. And I'm pretty sure I'll be here at home. I'm still testing positive and still have a little bit of a COVID cough, I guess. But thank you for being with us. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018.
That's 800-884-9018.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, we'll kick off a new feature called Neighborhood Focus. We've teamed up with NBC 26 to bring Northeast Wisconsin to you.
Tomorrow, we'll welcome Mac Hagman, their morning senior reporter. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Major executive action on immigration expansion.